In a world of constant distraction, Prem Rawat's Hear Yourself arrives as a timely invitation to rediscover what lies beneath the noise. The peace we desperately seek outside ourselves has been within us all along. This message resonates with increasing urgency as mental health concerns reach epidemic proportions globally. The book bridges ancient wisdom with modern challenges, offering a practical approach to finding inner peace without requiring religious conversion or lifestyle overhauls. What makes this journey worth taking? The promise that beneath the cacophony of daily life lies a sanctuary of calm that's been yours since birth, waiting only for you to notice it. From the moment we wake, thoughts bombard us. Goals, expectations, problems, and worries about yesterday and tomorrow. When distractions set our agenda, we miss the contentment available in each moment. Technology promised freedom, but instead created an always-on world, demanding constant connectivity and fostering fear of missing out. Our sense of overload extends beyond technology to others' expectations and unmet desires. Many pursue success so relentlessly they can't enjoy who they already are. As Seneca observed, "Thus each man ever flees himself without escaping himself." The real question isn't about your social media presence, but whether you follow, like, and befriend yourself. Finding peace isn't about escaping external noise, because the noise lives between your ears. Like pilots trained to turn off problematic technology and fly manually, we can turn off distractions and pilot ourselves. We're the source of both our agitation and the positive qualities that lead back to joy. All life happens only in the present moment, where peace, joy, and love reside. A universal power has flowed through the cosmos for billions of years, bringing life to everything. You exist as a living expression of this power, surfing a wave of creativity billions of years in the making. The miracle explaining our purpose happens daily. We breathe. Breath arrives unconditionally, without judgment, regardless of behavior or awareness. Nothing is more valuable. No money can buy the ability to breathe. Many live on autopilot, disconnected from their breathing. Marcus Aurelius advised, "Do everything as if it is the last thing you will do in this life." With roughly 25,550 days, if we live to 70, our life is one long today, measured in breaths. Though life sometimes feels barren, the seeds for a magnificent garden wait within us. Our job is to water the ground and let in clarity's light. Growing up in India, I experienced magical fall days with crystal clear blue skies over the Himalayas. Sitting under magnolia trees surrounded by flowers, I felt a profound connection to the force that created both me and everything around me, whispering, "Just feel." In that perfect moment, I needed nothing. It felt good just to be. The peace inside us isn't about anything but itself. It doesn't serve a purpose, it simply is. It's entirely for you and independent of everything else. Peace encompasses every other blessing. Joy, kindness, and clarity are all found within peace, but none alone constitutes it. My father described connecting with inner peace as going to sleep without sleeping. Peace exists within us, yet remains elusive. Like light that illuminates everything while itself remaining unseen. Beyond linear time, we can access a perspective where moments feel timeless, where the march of time becomes the dance of time. To understand inner peace, we must remove intellectual concepts to reveal our natural self. Peace isn't created, it's uncovered through letting go. Like a classical concert where chaos gives way to silence before music emerges, our inner experience can transform from noise to peace. While our intellectual capacity helps us understand challenges, thinking has limitations. Modern societies often prioritize thinking, trying to fit everything into frameworks of belief. Through self-knowledge, we can add knowing to believing. The difference between someone saying they think they love you versus knowing it is profound. Believing relies on external sources, while knowing comes from within yourself. Socrates' Know Thyself invites us to experience our innermost universe, where we find not beliefs, but infinite peace and appreciation of the present moment. Like pilots who must determine their position before navigating, we must know ourselves before finding our way. All meaning originates inside us. Beauty exists because we recognize it. Sweetness comes alive through our experience. Without our perception, a mango would merely be an object with chemical properties. Our desire transforms it into something delicious. While the mind questions with who, what, where, when, how, and why, the heart simply says, "Be fulfilled." Peace, like love, cannot be explained, only experienced. As infants, we express life's pure energy through natural laughter and tears. Later, we often become performers, forgetting the joy and peace within us. While others can help, I alone am responsible for my happiness, and you for yours. We mistakenly believe others' opinions define us, but the essential question is, do you approve of yourself? This isn't self-centeredness, but being centered in yourself. My mantra is, don't take offense, don't give offense. If you don't absorb negative comments, you won't need to pass them on. As Rumi said, "Yesterday I was clever, so I wanted to change the world. Today I am wise, so I am changing myself." Ann Landers observed, "At age 20, we worry about what others think of us. At 40, we don't care what they think. At 60, we discover they haven't been thinking of us at all." Everything we need, clarity, joy, serenity, love, exists within us. While negative qualities surface easily, finding the good requires effort. The treasure of inner peace can't be bought or stolen. It's already yours. Self-knowledge empowers us to choose between peace and conflict, love and hate, joy and complaint. Life is a book we write daily from birth to death. We must make our story meaningful and authentic, with each day offering a blank page to fill with purpose. Peace isn't created, it's discovered within. Some find this path alone, others need teachers who resonate with them. My Peak program helps people uncover their innate capacity for personal peace. Self-knowledge requires releasing expectations that block authentic experience. Many seekers focus on what they think they should feel rather than embracing their actual feelings. We don't need wings to fly, just freedom from the chains of expectation. We are cosmic dust, temporarily blessed with consciousness. Universal energy has given us this fleeting opportunity to live. Do we truly appreciate this gift? In every moment, we choose which aspects of ourselves to nurture. Like the Native American story of two wolves inside us, good and bad, the one that wins is the one you feed. Regardless of circumstances, we remain free to connect with our deeper reality. Turn within and listen. Begin now.